This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, May 19th, and today's pod is the best one yet, Jack.
It's a TBOY.
It's
Speaking of TBOY, tomorrow is the first episode of T-Boy Live.
Yeah, chat with us 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, only on Instagram.
You gotta follow us at T-Boy Pod.
Jack, can you share with us the catchphrase you whipped up for the event?
Oh yeah, this is gonna be our first live event of many, unless this goes terribly wrong.
In the meantime, what's our first story? What are we
got? Target and Walmart just had their worst stock market days in 30 years.
Because they showed us America's receipt, and it's not looking good, Jack.
For our second story, the U.S. Soccer Federation just announced they'll pay women and men the same pay.
Which makes sense because soccer is always tied 1-1. Always.
For our third and final story, Duolingo is a language learning app to teach you Spanish.
But Duolingo just opened a Mexican restaurant.
But before we hit that wonderful mix.
I mean, is this the new Friday or is this the new Friday, Jack?
Nick, I was a teacher's assistant at Michigan teaching econ. You know what I told my students?
Talk to me. What are you talking about over there?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Okay, if you took Econ 101, you're getting lectured like 7 classes that everything has a cost. No free lunches.
There's no such thing as a free lunch, but guess what? Grubhub respectfully disagrees.
Yesterday, the food delivery app literally gave out free lunches, a lot of them.
Grubhub gave out a free lunch to all New Yorkers, all 9 million people.
No joke. For 3 hours, Grubhub offered free lunch to anyone using their app in the biggest city in the United States.
All New Yorkers, all 5 boroughs, fans of both baseball teams.
Jack, we're talking taxi drivers in Brooklyn, bankers on Wall Street, babysitters in Queens, free lunches.
Grubhub was dishing out free $15 lunch promo codes like it was Oprah.
You get a Cuban sandwich. You get a Cuban sandwich.
Well, that marketing stunt, it generated some interest. It got 6,000 orders.
Every single minute, 6,000 orders.
So there were so many orders, the bakers and the burger flippers got brutally backed up.
There were not enough delivery drivers to drop off the delicious dishes.
At the end of the day, less than half of the free Grubhub promotional lunches even made it to the diners.
Because Grubhub didn't give the restaurants the heads up.
So restaurants weren't ready for the onslaught of orders.
Ipso facto, Grubhub tried to defy the law of a free lunch.
And Grubhub failed.
Jack, the takeaway?
Guac is always extra.
Let's whip up our three stories.
Which are always extra.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, if you want to know how America is spending our money, you look at Walmart and you look at Target.
Americans are spending less and they're spending differently.
Clean up aisle 6. We need to clean up all the big box chain companies.
Besties, when Home Depot, Lowe's, and the Container Store all report earnings on the same day, it's like seeing one really, really long receipt for America.
Are you picturing those CVS receipts? Just like one long, 3 foot long receipt.
Hands across America style receipt.
It's a long receipt. That's what these stores are.
But the two most important big box stores are Walmart and Target.
Yeah, and they reported earnings too this week, and their stocks just had their worst days since 1987.
Walmart's down 18% since Monday. Target's down 25% just yesterday.
Now, pretty straightforward reason why 2022 sales growth slowed because 2021 was so good. It's hard to compare.
But even worse, Walmart and Target showed us that Americans' spending has changed in two ways.
It's changed. Really interesting ways, and neither one of those ways is good for Walmart or Target.
All right, let's start off with Target. First of all, you go into Target for one specific thing, and you walk out with like an entire bedroom of stuff.
I mean, honey, let's go in for the tweezers. How did we leave with the whole bathroom? Jack, by the way, the brand I've seen most referenced on TikTok these days, it's Target. Target is TikTok.
Target husbands, Target wives, Target families, Target couples.
It's like gravity. Target pulls you in.
Here's the change we saw from Target's results.
It's a big change.
We Americans are buying experience-based products, not home goods.
Exactly. So you're buying stuff for going out, not the stuff for staying in anymore.
We're buying luggage for trips or like stuff you need for a birthday party.
So like less patio furniture, more balloons and pinatas for Becky's big backyard barbecue birthday. I don't know why I threw the barbecue in there, Jack, but let's just run it.
Okay. This pod so far is the definition of alliteration, by the way.
In the meantime, it's not just Target. Jack, what's the big change going on at Walmart?
We're trying to save money by buying cheaper things.
You're buying cheaper meats in particular. You're not just buying fewer items because prices are up. We tend to be buying cheaper items right now.
Right, so we're not buying a gallon of milk. We're buying a half gallon of the off-brand milk.
Jack, you're not going for that imported Genoa salami. You're going for the local slab of swine something.
So recap, people are spending more on experiences than they are on goods.
Yeah, which is bad for Walmart. Bad for Target.
And they're buying fewer things and cheaper things at the same time.
Which is also bad for Walmart and bad for Target. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are America's big receipt companies?
Even the old faithful of this stock market are cracking right now.
Old faithful, Jack, who has dragged down the stock market for the past 6 months more than anyone?
Tech companies, specifically the profitless tech companies whose growth has slowed down.
Well, big box stores are the old faithful of this market.
Big box companies have had resilient stocks, and that has kept the overall market from becoming truly nasty.
But this week, that just changed.
And we see it in the S&P 500, which plummeted 4% yesterday on this news.
Because even Walmart and Target, the old faithful of our market, are cracking under the inflation pinch.
So far this year, profitless tech has been the reason markets are so down.
Now profitable physical stores are down too.
Even the old faithful.
For our second story. By the way, Jack, someone who ordered on Grubhub didn't get their pad thai yesterday. Definitely triggered by that intro.
No Cuban sandwich for you.
That's the real takeaway here. For our second story, the U.S. Soccer Federation just did something no major sports league and no industry has done
before. The U.S. Soccer Federation just guaranteed equal pay for men and women.
FIFA.
The International Federation of Football. They love soccer.
You know, I was hoping you were going to jump in with that acronym. I was kind of waiting. I was trying to say yeah for that. I just want to point
this
that out.
This federation loves soccer. They hate hands for some reason.
And they have a lot of money.
Okay, with the 2022 World Cup starting in November in Qatar, FIFA expects to make how much money, Nick?
Jack, they're going to make a hefty $4.7 billion. That's almost half a lift.
$4.7 billion is about half the revenue the NFL makes every year, but they're making it in less than 1 month.
That's what FIFA's pulling in on this single soccer tournament.
The FIFA World Cup is going to make $1 billion in TV rights in Europe, another $1 billion of TV rights in Asia and North Africa, and another $1 billion of TV rights in North America and South America.
It's a beautiful game with a beautiful business model.
Here's the issue in America. Women's soccer dominates and men's soccer lags.
And yet, the men's national soccer team players are banking way more money than the national women's team is.
Not anymore, because yesterday, the U.S. Soccer Federation announced a historic deal.
Now, the key issue here was actually the World Cup that we were just talking about, because the men's World Cup, it brings in 10 times more money than the women's World Cup.
Right, so it's not that the U.S. Soccer Federation was paying men more than they paid women. It's that FIFA was.
And all you have to do is look at these two numbers from the last World Cup to see what we're talking about.
All right, the last Women's World Cup was in 2019, and FIFA paid $30 million total to the 24 competing national soccer teams.
Well, in this year's Men's World Cup, there is 15 times more money being paid out to 32 teams.
That FIFA payout is the root cause of the pay equity issue between U.S. men and women soccer players.
But here's the new development. This new labor deal, which is going to last 6 years, by the way, it pools all the money from the men and the women together for the U.S. teams.
That's right. The U.S. men and women are going to pour all that FIFA money into one pot, mix it up, and then split the booty 50-50.
So the average U.S. player is going to make $450,000 a year. Not too shabby. And they're going to make even more if they advance in the tournament.
Which, of course, we hope they do.
So equal pay for men and women on our national soccer team.
That is actually a landmark thing.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who hate using their hands?
Bold change requires bold examples.
Okay, the reason pay equity has been so hard in corporate America is it's complicated.
Right. In sports, it's TV money. That's the reason. Men's sports leagues just make way more TV money than women's sports leagues do.
But here's the funny thing. In America, women's soccer, its viewership actually dwarfs men's soccer.
This equal pay deal is bold, and it actually required a bold move from the men, too.
Interestingly, the U.S. men's soccer players are going to get paid less for this deal.
But U.S. soccer, men and women, this is a landmark symbol for pay equity for the whole world to see.
So for pay equity to catch on in the workplace, it needs bold examples.
The U.S. national soccer team is a pretty cool bold example.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
We see ads all the time.
All over the place. $10 off this $5 promo code for that. Jack, you can buy 3 suits, you can get 1 free.
But something we always thought was cool about Robinhood, the free stock promo.
Yeah, this was wild. The promo isn't like some X amount of dollars. It's one stock.
If you signed up for Robinhood, they'd thank you with a single share in a publicly traded company on the house.
And that free stock promo, it actually helped drive Robinhood's growth and got new users in the stock market right away.
One of the most creative moves in promotional history.
So when Robinhood became our sponsor, naturally, Jack and I said, we got to do the free stock giveaway.
If you're not on Robinhood yet and you want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and get cash to select your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
For our third and final story, this one's wild. Duolingo is a language app that now has a taqueria.
Because every brand should invest in joy.
Yo parlo tu parli, il parla.
Nice conjugation, Nick.
Nice numbers over here from Duolingo too, Jack.
Oh, wait, what was your Italian name? Oh, it's probably just Nick, right?
it's my existing current name. $3 billion Duolingo. It is a language tech company started at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and they're still based there.
Yeah, you can learn over 30 languages with like cute, fun little games on this app.
So you're like conjugating verbs while you're commuting on the way to work.
If you see someone talking to themselves on the subway, they're either crazy or they're learning Polish.
So don't judge them.
42 million people have downloaded the Duolingo app. So there's nearly as many Americans on Duolingo than there are Americans in the American public school system.
Now, just to be clear here, this is a 100% mobile-based phone app for learning languages.
But Duolingo's latest product is a brick and mortar's physical restaurant.
Okay, get this. Next to their Pittsburgh headquarters, Duolingo just built a taqueria.
Duolingo is pivoting from technology to tacos.
And you don't have to be a user of Duolingo. Like anyone in the public can just go and order their adobo marinated pork with the salsa verde.
Here's the catch. You get a 20% discount on your order if you build up the courage to order it in Spanish, which you've been practicing on Duolingo.
And then, Jack, they're going to ask you a trivia question so that you could get a free item.
They're going to say, how do you say heirloom corn in Espanol?
I think they're going to say, ¿cómo se dice heirloom corn?
Right. And if you get it correct, I don't know the correct answer, you'll get a free item.
Okay, Jack, just whipped up an example for you. El pollo está on el plato or el pollo está con el plato?
I think the answer is arroz con pollo.
Okay, you're not getting the free dish. In the meantime, this is just like the language table that you had to attend every week in college just to get credit for that semester course.
But this taqueria isn't Duolingo's first food soiree.
No, it's not, because when Duolingo launched a Yiddish learning program, they were giving out free bagels at participating delis in a whole bunch of cities.
If you ordered in Yiddish.
But this is the first time this app has built and owned its very own restaurant. So, Jack, ¿cuáles los takeaway for todos y amici y besties?
One of the most underinvested investments is in joy.
Yeah. When Jack and I were in college, the late night grill up on campus, it would shut down early because it didn't make money. They even considered closing this institution.
But Nick and I were like, the library doesn't make money either. You're not considering closing that institution.
Well, that grill, that late night food oasis, it brought students joy.
Joyful investments don't necessarily return profits, but they pay off in long-term, intangible ways.
Yeah, Duolingo's going to get PR and press for whipping up a language enchilada.
But they're also going to get love from their users for being creative, even if you never go to Pittsburgh to check this out.
So Duolingo, they could invest in more Spanish courses and get, like, marginally more engagement.
Or they could invest in a profit-losing, but joy-boosting Mexican cantina.
And that's how you do an investment in joy. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Walmart and Target are suffering because Americans want experiences, not stuff.
Yeah, even the old faithful of this market is cracking.
For our second story, the U.S. Soccer Federation has committed to equal pay for men and women.
Bold change requires bold examples.
And congrats to the women of the U.S. national team whose years of fighting made this change happen. For our third and final story, Duolingo just opened a restaurant to challenge Spanish learners.
Yeah, because it's an investment in joy. And time for the best fact yet, sent in by a legendary Yeti, Savannah Westwood from lovely Orlando, Florida.
The Queen of England. She does a lot of writing, Nick.
Okay, get this. The Queen of England, Elizabeth II, she has sent 1 million cards, more than a million cards.
She has sent 300,000 cards alone just to people celebrating their 100th birthday.
Okay, Jack, she has sent over 900,000 cards just for 60th wedding anniversary.
She's not just the Queen of England. She's not the Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the realms and the territories, and the head of the Commonwealth.
And the head of the Church of England.
She's also the patron saint of stationery.
And she may be a Yeti or a bestie. We don't know. She never told us. In the meantime, bestie Yetis, you look fantastic today. And we'd love to see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Instagram at TboyPod.
Nick and I, we'll see you tomorrow.
If you know, you know. And before we go, congratulations to Dan Mosing, who just got a pole vaulting personal record at the Northern California Championships.
And congrats to Isaac Del Monte for graduating from Fordham.
And Hannah Brassard also graduating over in New York City.
Happy birthday to Nate Lowry, born in Dallas, but a proud New Yorker today.
And happy birthday to Kareem down in Miami.
And happy birthday to Morgan McQueen in San Francisco.
And Ashley Settlemyer, happy birthday in Atlanta.
And happy birthday to Teresa Long in downtown LA.
And Jan Hine just had the birthday and the graduation and got engaged in Oxford, Mississippi.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. We both own stock of Robinhood and ETFs in the S&P 500.
And now a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
The first time I tried to buy a stock, I got burned badly.
Is this when you wanted to buy a share of Ford because you like the chassis over in Detroit?
Yes. I had $200, so I bought $200 of Ford stock. I didn't get $200 of Ford stock, though. I got $192.
The commission fees.
By the time the stock climbed back to $200, I sold it. But again, I didn't get $200. I got $192 again.
Another commission fee.
The stock rose 8%. but I was down on my investment.
Because commission fees made small money investing impossible.
So Robinhood came in and killed commission fees.
And commissions are still dead in stock and crypto trading, thanks to our sponsor.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view their fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Oh, and by the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast.
And the stocks Jack just said are for illustrative purposes only and are not recommendations.
For our third and final
Bienvenidos a la best one yet.
¿Cuáles son los takeaways para todos los amigos?
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.